General needs to come after them. It is against the law to do that. If they were advertising a rent before this tragedy, they cannot charge these exorbitant prices.
He added that his office has taken action to ban price gouging, but now it's about enforcing those measures and holding people accountable. Newsom also said that he issued an executive order yesterday halting evictions of renters sheltering displaced people. Fire crews continue to make progress on the Palisades and Eaton fires in Southern California. The Eaton fire is now 81% contained. The Palisades blaze is now 52% contained. Tomorrow is a fee-free day at National Park Service sites in celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That means all National Park Service sites will be free to visit. The next free admission day is on April 19th, the first day of the National Park Week. The stage is set for the college football playoff national championship. Number 7 Notre Dame will take on number 8 Ohio State in the national title game tomorrow. It'll all go down at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
Located in the heart of San Bernardino, California, the Teamsters Local 1932 Training Center is designed to train workers for high-demand, good-paying jobs in various industries throughout the Inland Empire. If you want a pathway to a high-paying job and the respect that comes with a union contract, visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
For several years, KCAA has been marketing the Youngevity brand of nutritional and personal care products. Our experience with Youngevity has been 100% positive, so we are pleased to recommend them to you. Regarding nutritional supplements, we recommend Pollen Burst in the berry flavor and Tangy Tangerine 2.0 in the tablet form. For regularity issues, we recommend 3-Day Cleanse, and for personal care, we recommend Morning Hydration Cream. You can shop online for Youngevity at www.kcaateam.com, or you can order by phone by calling 800-982-3197 and tell customer support that you are part of the KCAA team. Youngevity is an American company based in San Diego. Call Youngevity at 800-982-3197 and ask about monthly auto ship that allows you to buy Youngevity products at wholesale prices. That number again, 800-982-3197.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures. Can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both. Has no income or contribution limit. Has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs. Has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5-7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
What does it take to take on Alzheimer's? Awareness that nearly 2/3 of those diagnosed are women, including Black women. Dedication to lowering your risk by eating healthy and monitoring blood pressure. And confidence to talk to your healthcare provider about screening and early detection. You have what it takes to take on Alzheimer's. Learn about signs and screening at takeonalz.com. Brought to you by the California Department of Public Health.
This important time-sensitive message is brought to you by this station's generous sponsor, George Litchfield Associates, who has important Medicare information for all current and future Medicare recipients about some big changes happening. Medicare Clarified. Medicare is a nonprofit consumer service organization.
It's more important than ever to review your Medicare plan for 2025 from October 15th through December 7th. To find out if you're in the right plan for you, people are calling 951-769-0005. 951-769-0005. A popular and local Medicare plan is improving. Others are raising co-pays and adding deductibles. Biggest changes in the Medicare drug program in 15 years.
We thank George Litchfield and Litchfield Insurance for their generous support of this radio station.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
KCAA.
So are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now.
Yeah. lonely sky.
This evening, thank you for joining me for Inner Peace, and we're here again one more Sunday, ready to begin in this true gratitude. I'm so grateful that it's Sunday. I've had such a beautiful evening with my family, enjoying the peace. As you can tell, my voice is a little raspy. I feel a little under the weather, but that won't stop my spirit. I've been speaking to the Holy Spirit on my way here, and I was letting him know that even if my voice is a little raspy and not sounding its best, that I will still offer my voice in service to spread inner peace to the world, to my family, to my friends, and to all those out there that are listeners, that my voice will not be a limitation to sharing the goodness of our Father, to sharing inner peace. So I came anyway, and I'm going to begin with the holy instant, bringing us to that recognition and that practice. Because I hope that all of you listeners that have been listening to the Holy Instant have begun to recognize and understand that the Holy Instant is asking and allowing the Holy Spirit to be in charge. And we pray. And we say, the Holy Instant I give to you, Holy Spirit. You be in charge today, for I will follow you. Certain that your direction will give us peace. And if we need a word to help us, that is what you will provide. If what we need is a thought, that is what you will also give. And if what we need is stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts that we will receive on your behalf. You be in charge by our request. And you will hear us and answer us because you speak for God, our Father, and His Holy Son. How are you, Brenda? Welcome to Inner Peace.
Hello, Lupita. I'm very good and very happy to be with you this night, this moment. This moment is special. It's like stop everything, like just relax and let's be in this moment, sharing the inner peace. And I was thinking, inner peace, it's boring, or inner peace is happy, joyful. What do you think?
As being in a state of peace, or being peaceful, or being fully in peace, is a recognition that any state that comes from heaven, be peace, be happiness, we all have it in us. And it's a recognition that the peace lies in me and not outside of me. That happiness lies in me and not outside of me. And I think that according to A Course in Miracles, happiness comes from being in a state of peace for a constant while.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've acquired being in peace for a, I'm going to say for a moment or for a certain period of time, you then start to establish that inner happiness that's not of this world, but definitely a happiness from heaven. I've been questioning Jesus about my sick, you know, I feel a little under the weather. I've been doing my atonement prayers and saying, you know, what, let's choose again. What happened? Where did I allow a thought or an idea to enter my mind that does not belong to heaven, that is not from my Father's? And sure enough, he brought me the ideas that entered, and I released them in the atonement prayer. But I also recognized that I don't receive the automatic, I'm going to say, correction in the form, or the miracle, I should say. Because in some part of my mind, I'm still doubting that it can occur quickly and in a second. And I was offering that to Jesus this morning. I said, I believe you, but obviously there's something in me where there's still a little bit of doubt for it to happen automatic or immediately. And I've been asking him to help me choose again. And in chapter 31 of A Course in Miracles, there's a beautiful segment that says, choose once again. And that's what I've been asking him over the weekend. I've been saying, help me choose again, Father. Help me choose what you choose. Because there was so much temptation to just lay there and not do nothing and use me feeling under the weather, feeling a little bit groggy, to not do anything and lay there and not do my duties of the day or not. And use it as an excuse. And I told Jesus, I said, help me choose again and choose your fortitude. And chapter 31 on this section, section 8, I've been listening to it all weekend. And I was able to do so much around my house that I have not done in such a long time. So I was very impressed that fortitude is not ours. Strength is not ours. But if I hand over that choosing again and allowing the Spirit of Christ to work in me, he gives me the strength and he gives me the fortitude and the strength. Would you like us to share out something on that, Brenda?
Yes. There's always a lot of things to share. There's always a lot of things. I used to remember my husband when he woke up. He worked at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning, and he woke up even though he's tired, even though he's sick, even though he didn't sleep he got to sleep at 12 or something like that. He woke up and he's like ready for work. Or sometimes he will go work even though it's raining, even though he's sick, even though the throat hurts. Mm-hmm. So, and I was thinking in myself that when I used to have a little bit pain, I used for, oh, I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. The excuse. But with the forgiveness, what I understand is this. Okay, wait. What I understand is this. It does not matter It does not matter what the body is showing. It does not matter what your throat is telling you, or what you're feeling, or what you're thinking. It does not matter. The forgiveness is always. Do you remember the last time that we were talking with our kids that when we need to do what we need to do, yeah, the forgiveness prayer, the forgiveness atonement, it works like that. It does not matter what the body feels, what the body is watching, what the body is thinking, what is thinking about the situation. It does not matter. You need to do what you need to do. Like the example that I'm doing with my husband. And I said, okay, if my husband do this for work, I have to apply this in the forgiveness with my mentor and my mental training. It does not matter, because the curse of miracles said, it does not matter if you are agree, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling this and this and this, or it does not matter what happened in your day, what happened in your family, what happened in the world, do your lesson every day. It does not matter if you like it or you doesn't like it, if you're happy, if you are not. It does not matter what the other people is going to think. It does not matter. You are going to do what you need to do.
That is exactly how I felt, because I told the spirit, I'm going to show up, whether my voice is, this is really what I told him. I said, Holy Spirit, my voice doesn't sound right. I said, but it's not going to be my message, it's your message. Mm-hmm. And you're going to use my voice as you want to. I said, so you, I just felt like I don't have anything to worry about, because it's not my use, it's his use.
Yeah. But also in this time, it's not a sacrifice.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's not a sacrifice. Like, oh, I don't feel good, but I'm gonna give the message. This is not a sacrifice. This is like doing this is like, it's for
it
me
fills
and for
my
you.
Spirit.
Yes, it feels. It's like I came to this radio. I came with my friend. I came this moment because I wanted to hear this from myself, you know?
Yes.
It's not like, I remember, I don't know if you remember, Guadalupe, but I remember when the idea of sacrifice, it was like, okay, it does not matter, I have to do it because of this, because of that, or something like that. And this time, it's not because of the sacrifice.
I like that you're touching on this subject. Now, let's explain why sacrifice is not something that our Father would ask for. Sacrifice is the Father or heaven, I'm going to say God, would not ask us to sacrifice anything, because just like we wouldn't want our children to sacrifice themselves for us, then it would not be a loving act. It would not be something that would produce or come out from love. Because love would not contemplate sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So what would be the opposite of sacrifice?
There's no opposite. It's just when you do the things with love, it doesn't exist as sacrifice.
Correct.
Because you're doing because you love. This is a very good
example. So sacrifice, when you do things out of love, sacrifice ceases to exist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you're doing it from a place of love. Mm-hmm. It's only sacrificial when you're doing something you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's forcing. It's like, oh, because I have to. Yeah, you're being forced.
So then you're not doing it from a place of love.
Yes. And this is a very good sample. Like when you, for example, you have already your kids and you really want to be like a psychologist. Mm. And then you said, I'm not going to be psychologist because of my kids. I need to be with them. and you are sacrificing saying, what you're supposed career. To really want, your career, but you're putting your children, your kids.
You're using them as an
excuse.
Because then you can choose to blame them later and say, I could have done this and this. I didn't because I chose to
this
raise
sacrifice.
You and I sacrificed my career over you.
Yeah. And then the parents are complaining with kids because, oh, look at you. How are you with
how
me?
How dare you act this way?
This way.
I gave up my life for
yes,
you.
Or... Yes, I give my life to you, everything. All those things. And this is the sacrifice when you do. For example, suppose if you're like sick or you're feeling like this and you really wanted to be at home, but I'm going to go for God. And then...
Yeah, no.
No, this is not work like that. This is not work because we really know in the Course of Miracles teaches that the sacrifice doesn't exist.
Correct.
You are here because you really want to be here.
Yes. And
because you really love
so much fun.
Yes, and you have so much fun.
And
you really like this.
I love it. It fills my spirit.
Yeah, me too.
It fills my spirit. And when the message is being shared, and two, just like scripture says, when two join in mind, for the same purpose of peace, the heaven becomes present, and His presence is present. And to me, that's like the biggest gift and the biggest fulfillment.
Yeah, and how is the forgiveness? Do you remember we were being talking about forgive day by day, doing what we're doing? So forgiving. So how is the forgiveness work for you in this moment?
Well, it's been a blessing because I've been in, I'm going to say, meditation, which meditation really is just prayer, speaking to the spirit continually. To me, it's been a learning process, recognizing that the only thing that matters is the forgiveness prayer. And the only thing that's going to get you out of the illusion of that my body can create sickness is not true. Because if I'm a spirit and I declare myself as a spirit or as a soul, the soul cannot get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, what I'm experiencing cannot be true.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I've been speaking to Jesus saying, okay, I'm understanding it all.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm not experiencing it, so then I need to accept it in a deeper understanding, and that's what I've been asking Him for.
Yeah. Okay. For example, what I think about this, that the sickness is not the topic, but it's a very good example. For example, the forgiveness here, like Guadalupe is here. It does not matter. The ego is like, you can't speak too much. Oh, you can't speak well. You're not going to.
My partner told me, you haven't spoken all weekend because you have no voice. Because for one day, my voice was completely gone.
Yeah.
And he says, you have no voice. How are you going to go to the radio? And I just smiled at him and I said, I'll be right back, honey. And I left. And I was like, because I know the spirit. I cannot give it any reality.
Any reality. That's true. That's true.
I also recognized that the more I wanted to lay there and not do anything, I realized that I said, I'm not going to give it power. I'm not going to give it value because then I'm going to be using it against me. And I said, if the body cannot create sickness because it's a neutral thing and it doesn't do good or bad, it's just neutral, then it's all in my mind. I said, if it's in my mind and I go to the Holy Spirit and I choose to be right-minded, then there is no reason for me to give it value or give it power
That's
over
true.
Me. And that's what I chose. I said, I will not give it any any more power than it mm-hmm. already has.
And also how the forgiveness work, like I can see in your case, that so when we think about, oh, I'm not feeling good, it means like equals to I'm not going to do anything.
For real.
Or equals I'm going to receive from all my family. Okay, I can be relaxed and anybody's going to be bothering me.
Right.
But the forgiveness in this time work is like, even though I feel my body feels like this and this and this, I'm going to do what I need to do. And what I'm hearing from you is you do most that you think you will do this.
I did more.
This today or yesterday
and today? Because that's been my mentality. I only laid with my partner for a little while watching TV, and we took like a little nap in the middle of the day. But as I was laying there, I said, okay, Lupe, you've already rested. You're not sleepy. You're not tired. And I told the spirit, okay, I've already enjoyed it for a little bit. But the invitation and the temptation was to stay there and not do nothing and do my usual.
Mm-hmm.
Where then I regret it, like, oh, I could have done this and this and this and this. And I went to Christ and I said, give me your fortitude. Because I know that if I choose the fortitude of Christ, I can do all things. And that gave me strength. And I started mopping and cleaning and
yes,
all kinds
but
of stuff.
We are going to erase one idea that we need to be, that the sickness can... when we feel not good in our body, we are going to do more than when we are like perfectly fine.
Oh no.
Because the ideas can...
That's not the idea. Exactly. Doing more when you're not feeling well. The idea is...
It's because this is crazy. The mind is really crazy.
Is recognizing that fortitude and strength doesn't come from us. Comes from the Spirit of God. Comes from Christ. And that if we reclaim it and ask for it, that we will receive it. And that is where the real power lies. But recognizing that if you choose it and you ask for it and you believe that it's going to be given, that you will receive it.
I would like to say una anécdota. How do you say something that happened to me?
Anecdote.
Okay, something to happen to me. Okay, on Friday, I promise a lot of things. Like my husband, I said, okay, we're going to do this later. And then to my daughter, oh, we're going to do this later. And then to my older daughter, oh, we are going to do this later. And then it was time for me, like, relax. And I couldn't relax. I couldn't relax. And I was like, okay, what happened to me, God? Or the forgiveness prayer, show me what happened, why I'm feeling this. My chest, it was like pushing like this. And I started like feeling the pain in my throat. I said, what happened? And then one word came to my mind and said, do I lie today? And said,
did you lie?
If I lied today, and I said, yes, I promised this and this and this, and I promised this to me. So, do you know the curse of miracles said,
Do
not make any plans por tu cuenta.
Do not make any plans on your account.
Uh-huh. And I was doing that. And then I said, okay, that's what I can feel. That's what I feel this way. And then I check with my husband. Okay, we do that. What my husband it was check, and then with my older daughter.
Yeah.
So we say we're gonna do this and this. Here it is, check. And then my little daughter was waiting for put the stickers in their nails, and she didn't say anything, but she was waiting until 8, and I forgot.
Right.
And I woke up and said, okay, mi amor, we're gonna put the stickers on your nails.
Fingers.
And as soon as she put the sticker, she said, okay, I'm going to go sleep with daddy. And I feel like, oh, that's what I don't have to do any plans, or I don't want to say something that I'm not going to I'm not going to put it in actions or fulfill. And then I say to myself in the morning, I'm going to wash the car today. And the ego was, no, it's very late. No, the car wash are closed. No, go to sleep. And then I went to the bed and I was like, okay, now I can sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, yes, I promised this to me. That's why. And I woke up at, it was early at 8, but I wanted to rest. And I washed my car yesterday. And really, 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 this is the forgiveness in action. That's what I learned is do not promise, not to you, not to anybody, something that you are not going to do. It was a big lesson.
It's being honest.
Very careful.
Mm-hmm. With what you speak.
Uh-huh.
Because you have to be honest. I'm going to read a little bit about being one with the Father. It says, every instant can you be reborn and given life again. His holiness gives life to you. Who cannot die because his sinlessness is known to God and can no more be sacrificed by you than can the light in you be blotted out because he sees it not. This is where the Father is telling us that sacrifice cannot be real or true in his children. It says, you would make a sacrifice of life and make your eyes and ears bear witness to the death of God and of his Holy Son. Think not that the witness to the death of God and of his Holy Son, think not that you have the power to make of them what God willed not. Basically, what it's saying here is, it's saying that there is no way, in any conceived mind, that God himself can cease to exist. And this is what we believe in our mind that sacrifice is. We believe that Jesus did die on the cross as a sacrifice, and that is not true. He did not, and he came to prove that death is not real. And that's why sacrifice is not of God and not of the children of heaven. And that is what I wanted to read on behalf of sacrifice.
Yeah, an idea came to my mind that it was in my head the whole week. And I said, I am very playful with my kids. Not because I want to be a playful mom. It's because I am the joy, and this is part of me, you know. It's not like we now are faking it. I used to remember, but when I was trying to be a good person, it was the kind of sacrifice.
Yeah.
So I need to forzarme.
Forced.
Force myself to be good daughter, to be a good mother, to be a good friend. I need to force myself to be a good wife, to be a good whatever. Now, when the sacrifice goes away from my mind,
there you go.
It's like, oh no! Right now, I feel it.
It's freedom.
Yeah.
It's relief.
It's relief.
It's freedom, it's relief.
Yeah, I don't need to force to myself to be good in right now in the radio. I don't force to myself. I don't force to myself to be nice, to have a lot of people. I don't force myself. I'm just here enjoying my life, enjoying this moment, enjoying this time with you, enjoying this time with everybody, enjoying with my papa. My papa is watching. Just enjoying being a daughter, just enjoying being a mother, just enjoying any kind of personajes.
But I think that because you've been practicing the lessons, your mind is no longer scattered in all these different scripts. They've unified into a child of God. Mm-hmm. And the child of God is the same in any place. And in any action and in any There's no more scripts.
Uh-huh.
You just are.
Yeah, that's true. And I remember talking with my son, or laughing or something like that, when we were playing with the little ones, 2 years old. And I remember that I tell you, "Oh my God, baby, your daddy do something very great with you." And this word is like, when we honor ourselves, we honoring our father in this word, that we honoring our father, our creator.
Correct.
And it make you feel like in your place, in your right place.
It's when you order your mind.
Exactly.
And it's in the place where it belongs, which is after the father.
When there's no separation. There's no separation. Because when I say, "Okay, baby, you are amazing because of your dad. And dad is amazing because of
his dad.
There's no separation. And his dad is amazing because of the grandpa."
Correct.
Going all in the time, all back.
The lineage.
Del origen, hasta el origen.
To the origin.
Yes, origin. To God.
The origin of the lineage.
And that's why we, it does not matter why in our story it's our dad. We are here for our dads, for our moms. We have what we have, and we're experimenting what we are experimenting.
Thanks
because
to him.
Of them. And this is the door of our abundance, of our happiness, of our miracles. This is the key of life.
Yes, amen to that. It is honoring our parents.
Yes.
Honoring how they have been, they have given us.
Yes, because the ego is always said, "Okay, I'm in the radio because I am amazing." No, thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mom. I'm here. I'm having this experience for them.
Yeah.
Because of them, because they say yes to this kid, yes to this seed.
To this experience.
Yes to this experience. They say yes to me. Dad say yes to me. Mom say yes to me. Mom and Dad say yes to you. And with this gift, you do whatever you want to do with the gift that your dad and mom give it to you. You can suffering. You can be happy. You can be whatever. You can have kids. You can go to church. You can go to dance. Whatever. With this gift. Do you feel this? This message,
yes,
how beautiful
I do.
It is.
Yeah, I do. I'm really happy that, even if my voice sounds like this, that we're able to come anyway to the radio and allow the spirit to move these topics that are so important, recognizing and removing all value and all strength from the word sacrifice and from our belief system, and eradicating it from our mind and not giving it any more value and not giving it any more strength, and also recognizing what you spoke about, Brenda, that where we honor being here and being wherever we are thanks to our parents.
That's true.
That's beautiful.
That's true. Imagine, Guadalupe, a decision, how a decision can change the world. How a decision, when someone is brave.
That's the power that we have.
Imagine the decision that Jesus do when he said, I'm going to go through this, all this, and I'm going to change the perception. I'm going to change the mind. I'm going to give all this gift for my brothers and sisters in this illusion, in this world, for they can be happy and be in peace.
Yeah.
It was a decision.
Obedience. There was a... There was like a vision, I'm going to say. It was more like a vision that I was waking up one morning, and I was asking Jesus a lot of questions. And in my sleep, he said, love and obedience. And I asked him, why the cross? And he says, love and obedience. And that's all that I could receive from him. And it was so beautiful. And I thought, okay, obedience and love, obedience and following the voice, the inner voice that's showing us the way so we can make it back home. But all through this week and through this moments that my voice has been like this, this has been my prayer, and I want to share it with you. It reads like this. Choose again if you would take your place among the saviors of the world or would remain in hell and hold your brothers there. It's a choice to remove yourself in a place of being a blessing or being a condoner, in a place where you can come and ask this. He says, how do you make the choice? Just like you were speaking about, it's a decision. You are always choosing between your weakness and the strength of Christ in you. And what you choose is what you think is real. Simply by never using weakness to direct your actions, you have given it no power. And the light of Christ in you is given charge of everything you do. For you have brought your weakness unto him, and he has given you his strength instead. There's the prayer that kept coming into my mind was, I am as God created me. His son can suffer nothing, and I am his son.
That's true. Completely, completely right. And I would like to invite the audience, if they have any question or if they receive anything from our conversation, you can call us at 909-383-1000.
Wonderful. I'm going to read a second little segment here that I enjoy so much. It says, you are as God created you, and so is every living thing you look upon. Regardless of the images you see. Regardless of the images you see means no matter if you like them, no matter if you don't. Regardless of the images you see, because these eyes cannot see, and regardless of what you even hear, because we cannot hear, what you behold as sickness and as pain, as weakness and as suffering and loss is nothing but temptation. Mm-hmm. Temptation to perceive yourself defenseless. Choose once again what you would have him be, remembering that every choice you make establishes your own identity as you will see it and believe it. It is. And I choose to believe that God created me as his son. Your voice is gone.
How beautiful. How beautiful. Thank you for sharing this. Thank you so much for being here. So this is now I feel no problem. I feel this time in the radio like a normal time, like in home, you know?
Yeah.
But there's always a message. There is always a message. I want to keep this in mind because it's something that is in my mind that I want to share. The decision. At this time in your life, breathe very deep and think about the decision that you are going to make. You can do this decision with the ego that comes from the selfishness, thinking just about yourself, or any decision that you can make at this moment. You can do it with the Holy Spirit. How can this work? Because this is can be a little bit like tricky. How does this work? If you make a decision, you're thinking about yourself. For example, when you sell something, oh, I want to sell this tea. because I want to have some money from this person. And the idea is just only about the selfishness. Sell something because the money that you are going to receive for yourself, for your vacation, for whatever. This is the separation. This is that come from the ego side, just thinking about yourself. But in the decision, when you talk with the Holy Spirit and you say, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm selling this. And, you know, I really want money. That's no matter we having money. That's no matter if you get money or not. But the point is this. I think what am I going to do with this person is sell this. But I don't know the truth. So I want to go with you. You can go with me. I don't know if the person need this in their life, or maybe our meeting is for something else.
Correct.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go to sell this. I think I'm going to go to get the money from this person. I think this is the from my ego. But I'm going to go with you. And you are going to talk with my words. You are going to be with them. I'm not going to go judge them. I'm not going to go sell this. Oh, you're going to die and you need these vitamins. No. Go with the spirit. If you call in Shekhinah, go with the Shekhinah. Go with the light. Go with the light anywhere, anytime. For example, I'm going to put one example myself. When I ask my daughter for clean something, with the ego, I'm going to go because I'm the mother. And she needs to do it because I'm the mom. And the house needs to be clean. But with I go with the Holy Spirit, I said, okay, holy instant. I asked for holy instant. I breathe and I said, this is going to happen, Holy Spirit. And you are going to support me. It does not matter what happened. I'm not going to judge anything. I'm not the judge. And then I said to my daughter, this is going to happen. This is going to be like this. And I don't move. Even though she's happy, even though she cry, even though she, whatever she do, it does not matter. This is going to be done. And the same thing I apply it to myself. I'm going to do my lessons, Holy Spirit, this year. And now I'm going to start this January 3rd, 2025, if you want to be with us. And I said, and I don't want to be by myself. You are going to go with me in every single moment. And it's like this. Invite the Holy Spirit to all decisions. You will see the difference. And you know what? How can you recognize when you take the decision with the Holy Spirit?
How can you recognize it?
Yes, when you are taking the decision with the Holy Spirit.
You're in peace.
Yes. Woohoo.
I passed the test.
Yes, you're feeling in peace. Even though if the person cry, even though if the person it seems like it's not happy, even though you feel peace.
Because I think that in the holy instant, uh-huh. The Holy Spirit knows why you're encountering that other person.
Yes.
And he has a real purpose.
Correct.
And you're doing what you think you're doing, but he's really establishing his message.
Yes.
To whoever you meet, to expand light, to expand love, and to expand unity.
Correct.
And peace.
Correct. When I did my first mental training, my teacher, Sebastian Mora, un maestro extraordinario.
Extraordinary teacher.
Yes. He was perfectly fine, perfectly in peace all the time. And he went to the class every single day, like nothing happened before, just like he's in the class. And days before I was angry, mad, crying, complaining. With all my stuff, and I really wanted to open the camera in the class and tell everything. But it was something in my mind that said, no, it's not the teacher. No, you are not going to say anything. And I couldn't. But always ask to the Holy Spirit, always, always, but telling me the truth. What happened? Telling me the truth. And it's always my ideas. I wanted to be in control. I wanted to have the, my, how
be,
do you say?
Always be right.
Exactly.
That's it.
Tener la razón.
Yep. You always want to be right.
Or defender mis ideas.
And you want to defend your ideas.
My ideas. Mm-hmm.
And in order to be able to listen to the inner voice that Brenda is sharing about and allowing him to guide you in every encounter that you have, it's very important that you begin by surrendering your ideas and your thoughts to the Holy Spirit. And that is why we keep mentioning the mental training, which we will be beginning this year in January 2025 for a full year, 365 lessons, and you're welcome to reach us. You can reach me at embracepeacenow.com or Brenda. You can also reach her on her social media. Do you want to share?
Libremente Bren.
It's called Libremente Bren. And I just want to thank everyone that joined us this evening. Thank you for joining us in this segment. And pardon my voice. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, please.
You have a nice
evening. Guadalupe to be here.
I made it. I came in.
Yes, we love you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
Celestina, KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293 CF, Moreno Valley.
You're listening to an encore presentation of this program, KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.
The information discussed on this show is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content is for general informational purposes only.